This is Marketplace from APM. I'm Adrienne Hill. It's not the greatest time to be a traditional taxi driver, which is probably a bit of an understatement. Ride-sharing companies like Uber are remaking the industry. Cab drivers are getting fewer fares. Some want to get out of the business altogether, but can't. They're locked in by what was once considered a safe investment, the taxi medallion. Sam Harnett reports.
Taxi driver Habir Bhatt has been working in San Francisco for over 20 years, but he says he doesn't want to do it anymore. His son's in college, and he has a young daughter to support. He says there are too many Ubers, Lyfts, and other unregulated cars for him to make a decent living.
There's not enough money coming at home, and I don't see any future income getting better.
I'm riding in Bhatt's cab. He's from India and built his life driving a taxi. 3 years ago, he bought a medallion. It's the license to operate a cab. Owning a medallion used to be the dream for taxi drivers. It made you an entrepreneur. You could drive when you wanted or rent the license out. But medallions were hard to obtain. They cost $250,000 a pop in San Francisco, and there was over a 10-year waiting list. Bhatt had to scrape together money to take out the loan for one.
Well, it's very hard, you know, like it was a little money I had, and I bought it from friends and all that family.
Bhatt's dream of owning a medallion has since become a nightmare. That's because companies without medallions, like Uber and Lyft, have flooded the streets. Bhatt wants to get rid of his medallion, but now buyers are so scarce, there is a waiting list to sell. It could take 4 years, Bhatt was told. That means 4 years of making payments on his $250,000 medallion while earning less and less from doing his job.
Where are you headed?
120 High Street.
It's a tricky place to get out from here.
Medallions are a way to regulate the number of cabs on the road. Many major cities use them. New York, Boston, Chicago. And for years, they were a great investment. Some cities allowed them to be traded in a secondary market, and their prices soared. In New York City, they were going for more than $1 million apiece.
All that changed with Uber.
Jay Hickman is an investor. He and others have positioned themselves to make money if medallion prices keep falling. In New York City, the value of a medallion has already dropped several $100,000.
You know, I think the medallion is going the way of the typewriter.
To fight back, the taxi industry is trying to sue Uber and city governments. Lawyer Edward Feldman is leading a lawsuit against Chicago.
Overnight, they flipped a switch and changed the rules, and they essentially destroyed the medallion.
A U.S. district court in Illinois ruled this week partly in favor of taxis. The court rejected some taxi driver claims, but says it's unfair to regulate taxis and Ubers differently because the two provide essentially the same service. Duh, says Feldman.
It's basic fairness. It's something that you learn in kindergarten. If you're playing a game, everybody who's playing the game should play by the same rules.
Uber's position is that it merits different regulations because of its technology, basically hailing a ride with an app instead of a hand. Uber didn't make anybody available to interview for this story. In an email, Uber spokeswoman Natalia Montalvo says that medallions restrict competition and aren't great for consumers. Those are points cab driver Habir Bhatt debates. He doesn't think medallions are perfect, but they are part of the regulatory system he had to work with. And he says he played by the rules.
We put our lives, pretty much all our lives, into this career, and nobody seems to give a damn about it.
Bhatt says he's got no choice but to keep driving. He has to continue making payments on that medallion. It's right up there on his dashboard, a little metal plate that stares him in the face every time he gets behind the wheel. In San Francisco, I'm Sam Harnett for Marketplace.